If we took the example of a 10 kiloton weapon, nuclear weapon, in Washington, D.C., in the neighborhood of the Capitol or the White House, this would be about two-thirds the size of what was used on Hiroshima. The Department of Homeland Security's unpublished national planning scenario, number one, they estimated about 15,000 people would be dead, and that number, again, injured. So we're talking about 15,000 dead, 15,000 injured, all in the first minute. This would be from the blast and the flash and the initial radiation. What people need to realize, and again, we're trying to bust down these myths of nuclear unsurvivability that will paralyze and panic people, where they could be taking steps to go ahead and protect themselves. What people need to understand is, even with that happening in Washington, D.C., 99% of the population there was not hurt and did not die. 99% of the people have survived this initial blast. So the odds of you being in the wrong place at the wrong time when a nuclear weapon goes off are very, very small.
But what about the fallout, the radiation?
Bingo. See, that's what it's all about, because in the same report, we're looking at 200,000 potential deaths from the fallout. And for all of the people downwind, if they haven't had some basic civil defense training, they have to make instant decisions and the correct decisions. They have to actually take a look at that mushroom cloud and see which way the anvil is forming on the top so they can see which way the wind's blowing. And if it's headed towards them, they need to move perpendicular to it. They can get out of the way of the coming fallout in 15 to 20 minutes, even on foot, by moving perpendicular to where the fallout is heading.
Okay.
But they've got to have this basic knowledge to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to panic at that point.
Absolutely.
People aren't going to be thinking straight when this happens, Shane.
Yeah, and we're going to have 200,000 deaths from radiation if they fail to do that simple thing. And the government is not going to be there, or the media, or the military, or anybody else to go ahead and direct them on the correct course of action.
Now, this device, which you say is two-thirds the wallop of Hiroshima.
Right.
How big is it? Is this a suitcase nuke, or is this something else?
This could be a suitcase nuke,
it
yes.
It could, okay.
It could be that portable.
If something occurs in Washington, D.C., and let's use my old hometown of St. Louis as an example, are they out of the way, St. Louis being west of Washington, D.C.? Are they okay?
They generally, the winds are going to be going the other way, but the winds with a storm or any other local meteorology, you can't count on it.
And you know what's so sad, Shane? Even the nature of the question, you know, are they okay? Because somewhere in this country, a group of people will not be okay. And that's what's sad. And unfortunately, it's going to come down to, oh my God, at least it didn't happen here. We're truly all in this thing together, no matter where we live in this country. And, you know, we could be in Las Vegas, Miami, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. It doesn't matter where we live. I think if something happens in any city in this country, one or five, it really affects all of us, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. But the thing that you really take to heart, though, is the needless loss of life by virtue of the fact of lack of knowledge and the panic that ensues when people could be getting themselves out of the way of the danger with just, we're talking about basic civil defense that's taught to fifth graders in the Soviet Union.